Okay, good morning. We are Masechet Zvachim, Daf Pei Bet. We're going to start at the Mishnah and Pei Aleph Amud Bet at the bottom. So we're back to the story of the different mixtures. Hanitanin Bifnim. So you got blood, which is meant to be put inside the Mizbeach, inside the Heichal, right? That's like the Pyra, Mashiach, and all the things of the Kohen Gadol, Yom Kippur, etc. Which gets mixed up with blood, which is meant to be used outside on the external mizbeach. Shafchu la'ama. Tana Kama says, throw it away. If I ever natan b'chutz, right, you did avoda on the mizbeach outside. V'chazar v'natan bifnim, then it's kosher. Okay? So look at Rashi there quickly. Yishafchu la'ama, deleitlan. Ro'in. See that? There's no ro'in over here. We don't say let's just consider the one as water and the other one not water. And we've got inside and outside. And now v'asulash not be'elu. And we can't change the order. Ibnei haksheri shel elu. Because nonetheless, we've got anitan bifnim that got mixed up with itan b'chutz. Now, what we meant to do, when we saw yesterday, that we meant to do the avodah inside before the avodah outside. And we had certain laws we've learned. Chatat goes before an ola, right? We said if you got an avoda and a matana which is four goes before a matana which is one. Do you remember that? And now we got another. And if a matana inside, it has to be done before the matana outside because it's more chashuv. Okay. So you've got mixed up. So you should maybe go into the heichal, do the sprinkling on the mizbeach hazahav. Say whatever I've got inside here, which is of the outside blood, is water, but we don't say that. And so it's going to become pasul when you take it out. Because blood that goes into the echal, we'll see today, blood that goes into the echal, that comes out of the echal, pasuls. Even blood that's left outside the echal, if it was mixed, if it was a part of an avoda, and blood went into the echal, the blood outside gets pasul. Okay, that's going to be really the crux of today's shir. Right, look, and Rashi says, yo, but Gemara parich, v'niflug, nami of ezer baha, taha it leroi. So the Gemara is going to ask a question at the next line of the Gemara. You see the very first Gemara there? The Niflug Nami Rabbi Eliezer Bahak. You see the Gemara? Why don't we hear from Rabbi Eliezer here in the Mishnah? Rabbi Eliezer does say Roin. So why doesn't it say Tanakam? It says Natan Benitin Mechutz Shachul Ama. Why does Rabbi Eliezer say Roin? Good question, right? Okay, now let's we'll see just now. Then Natan Mechutz V'Chazar V'Natan Bifnim. Now we saw there, right? Kasher Bifnim. If you did, however, Bifnim. So that was bedieved, right? Lechatchila, you throw it away. If you didn't do lechatchila, and you actually did the avoda outside, you can then go in and do the avoda inside. However, bifnim v'chazar v'natan b'chutz. If you started off inside and then you went outside with the balance of the blood to the mizbeach outside, Rabbi Akiva posel, Rabbi Akiva says pasu, v'chachamim machshirim, and chachamim say that nonetheless it is kosher. Right now, why? What's the difference over here? Let's look at Rashi very quickly. Rabbi Eliezer posel b'chitzon, which Rabbi Eliezer says that if you did avoda inside, outside's completely pasul. Right? Rabbi Akiva says posel. See that? Because it said bifnim kasher. Okay. Bifnim v'chazam tan b'chutz. Rabbi Akiva posel. But what does Rabbi Akiva posel? B'chitzon, not the inside one. What you did inside is good. It's outside the blood is pasul. The chachamim, right? Machshirim. Look at Rashi. B'chol korbanot. Chachamim say it's good. You can carry on. But b'dieved, with all korbanot, chutz mi chatat achitzona. Other than the chatat. Now, if there was blood mixed up in here with an ola, or an asham, or a shlamim, or a nedava, or a b'chor, or a maase, or any of those, it's fine. If there was a chatat mixed up in it, then it's pasul. Why? The mifsid mishum v'chol chatat asher yuva. We'll see the pasuk later on. We'll see the next amud. We'll see the pasuk. There's a special limud over here that the blood of the chatat, which is a separate din. Now Rabbi Akiva will say all korbanot across the board. Rabbi Chachamim say only chatat. So when Chachamim say machshirim, they agree with Rabbi Akiva on the chatat. Their arguments on everything else other than the chatat. Is that clear? All right. And another Mishnah says, Washa v'kiv omer, kol damim, okay, I actually said this halacha before we'd actually learned it. So, kol damim, shenichnesu lechaper baheichal, any blood that you take inside the heichal to do kapara with, psulin, is pasul, Rabbi Akiva. Lechachamim omrim, chatat bilvad.
When you try and take them out?
On the outside. When you, if you take it in, once you take blood into the heichal, right, which does shouldn't be in the heichal, becomes pasul. Okay, we're going to see a lot of this in the rest of the daf. Okay, so if you've got a let's say not chatat, everyone agrees with the chatat, all the blood, and you take your all the blood into the heichal by mistake, now you want to take it out and do the avodah outside, too late. Once the blood came into the heichal, either it's blood that's meant to be done in the heichal, if it's not blood meant to be done in the heichal, and you take it out of the heichal, it's pasul. Okay?
Rabbi
Akiva says everything, Chamim agree with him on chatat. Right. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, here Rabbi Eliezer does feature now Mishnah. Af ha'asham. Rabbi Eliezer says even the asham. Rabbi Eliezer says, Chachamim say only chatat. Rabbi Eliezer says chatat and asham. Why? Shneimar kachatat ka'asham. Okay, we've seen this plenty of times. It's been in Avah v'chatat to asham. And Chachamim and Rabbi Yakiva says everything. Okay? That's the bottom line of the Mishnah. Okay. Okay, now the Gemara is stuck. Okay, so the Gemara, like we saw the question before, but Niflug Rabbi Eliezer but Nami Baha. Why does Rabbi Eliezer cholek over here on this din over here of Nitanin and Nitarev Bechutz? So it says, Gemara says, well, Heichil Aved, how would you like him to do it? How could Rabbi Eliezer argue? Nitav, Nitiv Bechutz, if he started off and he did it first outside, Vahadar, Nitiv Lifnim, and then he went inside. So it's the wrong seder. So what do you want Rabbi Eliezer to tell you? Right? You've changed the order. Remember Rabbi Eliezer when he said chatat and ole get mixed up. You do the chatat first. And then the ole, he said that in the, when you do the chatat, you can say the ole is like water. But the chatat, you got to do the chatat in the order of the chatat. So that wouldn't work that way. Venitiv lifnim. And then upstairs. On your seat.
Okay.
Right? V'nitiv lifnim v'hadar nitiv l'chutz. Maybe you'd say, okay, start inside and then go outside. So it can't be. Why? Because kevan d'ika chatat v'asham. Because Rabbi Eliezer, who told us, right, that chatat v'asham, he agrees with Rabbi Akiva, anyone with chachamim, all of those things. If it could have been mixed up in there, d'chi nichnas daman psulin lo psikalei. So since Rabbi Eliezer said, you know what, there's a problem here. Because it might be able to work when, if you start off inside without a chatat and an ola. Sorry, without a chatat and an asham. Because Rabbi Eliezer says only a chatat and an asham, and if you bring it inside and you go outside, it becomes pasul. But because there's a problem that maybe you could have an asham and a chatat inside there, he never made it aloha, and he said, you know what, leave it out, don't do it. Okay? So pretty straightforward, okay. Next on the Mishnah, Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer. Right, because what was Rabbi Akiva's story? Rabbi Akiva said, right, look at the Mishnah, Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer. Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer, called Dabish to the Chaper Be'echa Psulim. So this Rabbi Akiva, Shaya Rabbi Akiva Omer, seems to imply that Rabbi Akiva said more than just the halocha. Right? So what does the Gemara say? Look here. It's like as Amrabi Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Mashal Rabbi Akiva de Madavar Dome. It's actually a mashal here, what Rabbi Akiva meant to say. Le Talmid She Mazag L'Rabbu B'Chamin. What does it mean, mazag? You know, when they mix wine and water, right? It's called Meziga, Limzog. So you know the halacha is, that I think it's like three parts water and one part wine. That's the halacha, right? Because the wine of the Chachamim was very strong. So they would do Meziga, they'd take very strong, like a concentrated wine, and dilute it with water. So he has a guy who does meziga to his Rav Bechamin with warm water. I don't know, he likes hot wine. You know, you get that,
right.
What's that drink, that's yeah. That hot alcoholic drink that you have? It's not wine, it is...
Mead, right?
So he likes his wine warm, right? So mazag, tell me, shemazag, la Bechamin. Va'amar lo mezogli. And then his rabbi says, you know what, pour me some wine, dilute me some wine. So he says to his Rebbe, Amar lo b'ma, what do you want me to do with hot water or cold water? So Amar lo b'chamin anu asukin. But what have you done for me up until now? I always drank my wine. I always drink my wine hot. So why are you asking a question? Achshav, bein bechamim, bein betzonen. Right? So in other words, you'd say that if he says, aval lo bechamim, look at Rashi there. It's a bit of a strange mashal, but look at Rashi there. Lo bechamim, anu oskin. V'chevan, you know the Rashi there? V'chevan, sh'ani omer lecha mezog stam, v'chamim, iti omer lecha. So if we were, but what have you done up until now? You give me hot wine. See, so if I would have just said to you, pour me wine, right? Then you could understand that I want like everything, like all the other time, right? But achshav hinani omer lecha bein bechamin bein betzonen, right? Now I say to you, you know what? Or hot or cold. So what's going on here? If up until now it's always been hot, and suddenly I say to you, or hot or cold, klomar haosek Rashi, haosek bedavar, a guy who's normally doing stuff, ein ragila haskiro kishemedaber bo. You wouldn't tell the guy what to do, how to do it, if he's always doing it in the normal way. And now the very fact that he tells you, you know what, or hot or cold, but the atol or sifa cher mimo, it means he wants to tell you, make a change. So the other one is saying to you, only give me cold. You know what, hot or cold, but it's always been hot. So the fact that he says hot or cold means he's introducing cold, so he actually wants cold. That's sort of the rationale that's going on over here. So he says, "Hachenami michti bechatat askinan." The pasuk there says, "Look at the pasuk there from Vayikra." The whole parsha is speaking about chataot, right? This is, you got to understand what's going on here. The whole parsha in the Torah is talking about chataot. So the pasuk suddenly says, "V'chol chatat asher yuvah midamai el ohel moed lechaper bakodesh lo ta'achel bayit shisaref," or any chatat. Right, asher yuvah midamah, that you bring from its blood to the ohel moed, and the ohel moed is the parallel in our life to the heichal. Right, lechaper bakodesh lo teachel, you can't eat it ba'esh tisareif. Now, if the Torah has been speaking about chatat for the last 5 psukim or 10 psukim, why does it suddenly say v'chol chatat? Rabbi Akiva says, why is that called chatat? To tell us others as well. Okay, look at Rashi, look at the Gemara. Hachenami, michtei bechatat askinan. Right, look at Rashi there. Kula parsha, the whole parsha about chatat, va'ati, and the pasuk specifically brings, right, chatat tells us chatat in the pasuk. The chatat rachman lameli. So why did it mention chatat? Right, says so, look at Rashi there. Lichtov im yuvah midama. The pasuk could have just skipped over and not say v'chol chatat asher yuvah midama, and just say v'chol. We would have known we're speaking about the chatat from the previous psukim, right? So why did it mention chatat? And you also, let's add, maybe the Torah doesn't like to waste words. So the Torah stuck it there, like the Netziv would say, "Ve'ein davar reik hu," say, "Ein davar reiku." You know, he'd say, "There's not stam, there's a reason for it," right? So lamali, ela lav chatat ka'aminela, ela kol kochim. Let's have a kivis vort. So the fact that the Torah went to the pains of mentioning chatat again, when we're dealing with chatat, it's like the Rav who's getting hot water all the time. Why does he mention hot water again? To tell you that he wants cold water. Okay? That's the story. I think I explained it properly. Yeah. I think that's how it is. Okay. So now, that's Rabbi Akiva. It comes through the limud that it's all kochim and not just chatat. So now, Matkifla Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua. So Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua has a kasha. He says, "Michti itchavu kol kochim." We've got another limud over here. Now the shita takes out the words legabe mizbech. So he says, "Michta itchavu kol kochim." Since we've already seen that the Torah's widened the net and included all kochim, the inyan merika v'shtifa, right? With regards to merika and shtifa is that you've got to clean out a kli. If you've got a steel kli and you've cooked kochim in it, you've got to clean it out. You've got to do merika and shtifa. It's like hagalah. Right, because you don't want to leave the meat inside the pot. There's an Indian of notar here, you know, that if you've got meat left over in the pot, so you end up going to eat it, that when you cook the pot again with the new kochim, the old kochim is going to come out into the pot and you're going to have a case of, like we have today with treifas. You're going to have notar going to coming out of the pot back into your new food, you eat notar. That's one of the reasons given for merika and shtifa. When you eat it, the kohen is allowed to eat his kochim. Yeah. He takes his chatat, so now he gets his piece of chatat. How's he going to eat it? Doesn't eat it raw.
No,
he takes it apart and he cooks it.
That's considered. That's still.
But now he's eaten. But now he's eaten the kochim. So now the remember kochim is eaten the night and the day and night. So the next day now he's got a new kochim. So he's got that pot that he cooked in. There's food balua absorbed in the walls of the pot. If he cooks his next day's kochim in it, that's going to pop out into the pot, and now he's going to be eating yesterday's kochim, which is isur notar. So you do merikah and shtifa, you clean, you do hagalah, and you clean out
it's
the pot.
Boiling water
or fire, depending how you do it. There's merikah and shtifa. Shtifa, I think, is with cold water. Merikah has to be with hot water. There's a whole story about it. We'll get to that in Masechet Chulin, I think. Right? In fact, look at Rashi here. Michti itruvu kol hakochim lekaman mahai krai. Lekaman. It says later on in Asug, yeah? Shiyu te'unim merikah v'shtifa klima tachot shnipashlu behin. Yeah. Steel pots which are cooked with them, Rashi says. Yeah. Kidafinu meperik dam chatat. Yeah, we are. Daf tzadik vav amudbet. Please, God, we'll get to that. In pay, no, pay tzadik in about 2 weeks, right? Mikodesh mikodshim hi v'samich lei v'chol chatra sheyuva v'ishar kodshim now mivsedi. So again, the same question. He's saying over here, we got a pasuk over here, and the pasuk again says v'chol chatat sheyuva. It's over here. So why is it mentioned chatat? It's the whole Torah. Why are we mentioning chatat? I was, he's asking a kashif, saying, if you tell me that every time you see the word v'chol chatat in a sugya, where in a parsha it's mentioned chatat before, and you tell me that the chatat comes to tell us other korbanot, okay, then you know that's his kasha here. V'yishar kochim, nabim yifsidi, lamari l'michtav v'chol chatat, lichtov asher yuvah midabah, shavina chatat dafka gamar. So Rav Huna, right, right, Rav Yeshua, says Rav Akiva's word, exactly the opposite. This parsha is speaking about chatat. And if you're going to tell me merikah and shtifa, and you're going to learn Rabbi Akiva's vort of chatat goes to wider the neck, because of a chatat, then you're going to have merikah and shtifa and everything. And why? But we know the loch is on chatat, so I'm telling you all the way around. The reason the parsha mentioned the pasuk ya b'chol chatat is not Rabbi Akiva's vort to wider, on the contrary, to say only chatat. Except opposite of what Rabbi Akiva wants. Right? You know, merikah and shtifa, dekhar rechma lamani, shma mina chatat in midiachin elo. Now it carries on the question. Right? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Maskala de Kushi. This comes the question. Bahalo Dami is not similar. Ele le Talmid. So here's the mashal, Rabbi Akiva. He changes the mashal. Ele le Talmid, she mazag le rabo, bain chamin, bain betzonen. He was giving it up until now. He was like me. He has coffee or water, right? You're hot and cold. Take your pick. Va'amar lo, altim zogli, ele bechamin. And he said, well, the contrary, I only want chatat. That's the whole chatat, right?
Makes more sense.
Okay, well, right, yeah, I'm sure Rabbi Akiva knew, I'm sure Rabbi Akiva was sitting in the room to be able to explain himself, right? So Ella, so now the Gemara actually accepts that kasha, right? Because we know Ella means, okay, stop, we got it. Right? The Gemara says, you're not Ella. So what is the reason for Rabbi Akiva? So why does Rabbi Akiva say it's everything and not just chatat? Ella Tamed Rabbi Akiva. Mechatat v'chol chatat. Rabbi Akiva says, you know what? The answer is, in other words, we may have misunderstood Rabbi Akiva. That's what Rabbi Akiva really wanted to say. It's not because of chol chatat, because the parsha was speaking up until now about chatat, and therefore mentioned chatat to tell me dafke anything. But it could have just said chatat asher yuvah midama, and it says v'chol chatat. Okay, that's what he says over here. It says from chatat v'chol chatat. The Tanya, huh? I go, let's see what he says. Tanya chatat, ein li ela chatat. Ah, and you know chatat. Kocha kochim inayin. How do you know other kochim as well? Tamud lomar, kol chatat. So we haven't yet got the vav yet, right? At the moment it's just kol chatat. Ah, kocha kalim inayin. How do you know it's all kochim kalim? Tamud lomar, v'chol chatat. Did Rabbi Akiva? Rabbi Akiva says it could have said chatat, it could have said kol chatat, it could have said, but it said v'chol chatat. So chatat, tell me just chatat. Kol chatat, tell me koche kochim. V'chol chatat, tell me even koche kalim. Okay, so Steve's question is, the Torah could have just said kochim. Korban. Or zevach. So why did it say v'chol chatat? It could have just said zevach. So he's saying it's added here like an extra letter, an extra word. Okay, no. Right, Talmud Lomar, okay, can't do it here. So Amal Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So now, Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not persuaded yet. Afilu ata marve kol hayom kulo. Rabbi Akiva, you can carry on with your ribuim here, and you can start being marve and tell me the psukim of a kol and chol and v'chol and everything, and carry on all day long, go from korban chatat to kochi kochi to kochi kalim the whole time. Right? Eini shomea lach. Yeah, I'm not persuaded by you. Right? So what is Chatatya and V'chol Chatat? I mean, why was it written then? So he says, Ela, I'll tell you why it's written, Rabbi Akiva. Chatat Ein Li Ela Chatat Yachid. See, Steve, that's why it has to be Chatat. Because he's saying it only deals with Chatat. Remember that Chachamim agree with Rabbi Akiva on Chatat, eh? They just don't agree with him on all the others. And Rabbi Eliezer agrees with Rabbi Akiva on Chatat, and he adds Asham. Right? So Rabbi Yosef Aglili, who's representing Chachamim here, could live with Chatat. Right? Everyone agrees that Chatat that goes in, comes out, is possible. Right? He says, so what's the word v'chat chol chatirimi? Chat eni le chatat yachid. Chatat tzibur minayim. How do you even know chatat tzibur? Tamud lomar kol chatat. V'ein li ele chatat zachar. How do I know even a chatat nekeve minayim? Tamud lomar v'chol. That's why it says v'chol chatat Rabbi Akiva. It's only chatat, but it's telling me all the different times of chataot. Now, the Gemara's got a problem over here. Right? What's a stam chatat? Stam chatat is a female. And what did we learn the limud over here? The stam was ein li ele chatat zachar. That seems to be the default. Chatat nekeve minayim from v'chol. So that's a good question. Klape laya. Now we've seen this term klape laya before, right? Klape laya means where are you leaning? Like where are you going? What direction are you in? In other words, what are you talking about? Right? But look at Rashi. It's like three lines beneath the Mishnah in the Gemara where it says Matnit, the new Mishnah. Klape laya. He says, yeah, stam chatat yachid nekevehi. Right? So that's his question. So he says, stam chatat nekevehi. That's what the Gemara said like this. El hachi ka'ama. Let's rephrase this version of Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Ein li el chatat nekeva. Chatat zachar minayim tamil v'chol chatat. Okay. So we're happy now. All right. So now the Gemara says like this. Wait a second. Does Rabbi Yossi Aglili really believe that that's why we've got the whole chatat over here in this pasuk? Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili seems to have explained Rabbi Akiva nicely. And we, at the moment, the Hava Amina is that he even agrees with Rabbi Akiva. Close the door, please, Steve. Yes, huh? Okay. So v'chol chatat, right? V'savar Yossi Aglili, v'savar Rabbi Yossi Aglili, hi, cry l'hachi hu da'ata. Rabbi Yossi Aglili hold that this is what this pasuk's about. V'hatan Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer. We've got a brighter that says like this. Rabbi Yossi Aglili omer. Kol ha'inyan kulo ein medaber el parimani shrafim. This pasuk over here, the whole chatat, he's talking about parimani shrafim, usirimani shrafim, right? Which these are the avodas of the kohen gadol, right? Lishof psulehen abei tabira. V'la'amod belo taseh al achilato. He says the different halacha altogether over here. These are that the parimani shrafim and the sirimani shrafim. Their psulim don't get taken out of the Beit HaMikdash and get burnt outside. They get burnt in the Beit HaMikdash. And also, to add another law to say, if you ate them. You want to see Rashi quickly there? Kola inan azeh eino medaber. See that Rashi there? V'lo garis v'adrabanan pali b'torat kohanim. This is a machloket somewhere else in Torat Kohanim in the Midrash of Ayikra. The mokmina leilif sol chatat achitzona shenichnas tamar lifnim. This is the sugya there is if you're talking about taking out korbalo which were meant to be on the outside and bring it to the heichal. V'amar lehu, and he said to chachamim, "Ein amikra b'daber ele betimiyot shdamam nichnas lifnim." He says, "No, it's not chitzoniot shenichnasot lifnim. It's pnimiot that the damam nichnas uke mitzvata in the right way." The Mishnah changed it uke mitzvata. V'amar kra, the pasuk says, "Sheim ira b'hem psul." If these pnimiot had a psul while they were inside the heichal, right? Yishrefu abei tabira ba'azara. They don't get taken out. V'lo chutz l'shalosh machanot k'mitzvatan, right? Of the b'ksheirot k'nichtiv b'hai kra. B'kodesh b'yitzi sareif. Shetehei shrefata b'kodesh. Look at the pasuk that says, "Oyel moed l'chaper b'kodesh, lo ta'achel b'yitzi sareif." So he says, "Kodesh and b'yitzi sareif." There's a different sugi altogether, basically telling us that if you've got korbanah, which are meant to be done inside the heichal, and they get a psul, you don't take them outside the machane and burn them, you burn them in the azara. And then he says also, v'litein lo tasam, back in Rashi, and also to add another mitzvah, lo tasam achilatan, because it says, pnima b'achal, it says here, lo ta'achel. These pnimiot, you can't eat them. ואין קשרים בהם פסולים כדרתיב לא תאכל, ובמקומן לא נאמר לב להחלטן, because we had the actual Torah spoke about the פנימיות, I didn't mention the love on eating. So Rabbi Yossi Yaglid got a whole separate limud on this pasuk. So what do you mean Rabbi Yossi Yaglid is doing over here, telling us about chatat, involved in the machlok between Rabbi Akiva and Chachamim? You with me? It's got nothing to do with it. So Gemara says, no, you're right. So he says, sorry, amru lo chatat shnichlas taman lefnim ulefanim ma'anayin. So he says, the chatat, right? So I lost my place here. Sorry, so that's a question. And this Rabbi Yossi Aglili? Va'amru lo, and Chachamim said Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Okay, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, if you tell me this pasuk's got nothing to do with here, so then, chatat shenichnas dama lifnai ulifni minai, and then where do you learn this issue from? We're telling you that issue over here is for a chatat which comes into the Eichal, you got to take it out, it becomes pasuk. You tell me the sugya has nothing to do, the pasuk has nothing to do with the sugya, so where do you learn this halacha from? So he says, no problem, amar lahen, hein lo huva, got another pasuk. That's a pasuk in Vayikra later on, Daf Yud, and Perek Yud. Says, Hein lo huva et tama ela kodesh pnima. You can't bring their blood into the kodesh. Achol tochlu ota ba kodesh kasher tziveti. Remember that whole sugya there with Aaron and Moshe and his children? When Aaron, when Nadav Avihu died, and Moshe got upset with Aaron, remember, and he said, why didn't you do that? I want to get you to do it. And he said, lo huva et tama ela kodesh pnima. It wasn't brought into the kodesh pnima. Achol tochlu, therefore you can eat it. Ah, if you had brought it in, you couldn't eat it. You with me? All right? That's Rashi. I just read Rashi Yatza. Look at Rashi, the very first, very wide lines here. Amar lehu, hein lo huva et tama, ketiv gabei sir chatat shnisfu ben Aaron. Ukam alehu Moshe, hein lo huva et tama, ha huva, if you would have brought it, but didn't sarfua, you would have burned it. That's where I learned it from. I haven't got a problem. So what's going on over here? Moshe says, no, don't worry. Lidvarav Rabbi Akiva Kamar. Rabbi Yossi Aglia Nechinami says this pasuk is something else. But to Rabbi Akiva, say, Rabbi Akiva, if you want to learn your limud, this is how you're going to learn it. It's not bringing a ribui on all other kochim, it's just a ribui within the din of chatat. But he himself holds that this is not the place at all. Okay, so it's interesting that he'd have his own limud on Rabbi Akiva, but he himself holds it from a different. Okay, Matnit, a new Mishnah. Chatat Shekibel. Ooh, Robert, I think your prophecy is going to come true here. Chatat shekibel dama b'shnei kosot. So now you got a chatat, and you got its blood in two separate cups. Yatza echad ben lachutz. This is important, Mishnah. Let's just concentrate very carefully, because the rest of the peirik, I haven't looked at tomorrow's amud, but I would imagine that the rest of the peirik is all about this Mishnah, okay? Actually, wow, we finished the peirik. No, yeah, my Gemara's end story. Tomorrow's a new Gemara. A new version, a new krach. Yours as well?
Tomorrow.
You've got to be both tomorrow. Right. So now if you've got a chatat and you receive the blood and see two separate cups, yatsa echad mehen lachutz, if you took one of the cups, which has got the blood, outside the azara, right, apnimi kasher, the blood that stays inside, that remains inside, stays kosher. In other words, the fact that half of its blood went out doesn't pass all the blood that didn't go out. Now you might think it's pashut, right? Why should it? Right? But we'll see that it's not so pashut. Okay? Look at Rashi quickly. Yatsa achamem luchutz azara, hapnimi kasher, venoten mimenu matnotav hakorban olelo. And you can use the blood that remained, and it's a fully good korban, and it's ritzui, no problem whatsoever. Now look at this. Nichnas echad mem lifnim. If you had these same two cups, right, of a chatat, and now, by mistake, you took one of the cups into the heichal. Okay? Nichlas chad mehem lifnim, Rashi says, yela heichal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he's back, right? We just made an appearance in the last Mishnah. Right? Now he's sticking with us. Right? And nothing happens, stum. They tell me Rabbi Yossi Aglili of features, and now he's in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, machshir. So now, look at this. You had a chatat. You took one of the cups into the heichal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili, machshir bechitzon. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says, no problem. The cup that stayed outside is still good. All right? Machshir bechitzon. I tell you, menu matnotav korban kasher.
How is it the first one? You have two cups, one out.
You had two cups of blood. Let's say you had a big animal and it filled up two cups.
They're both good.
And now the blood's in the proper place. The chitta and kabbalah in the proper place. And now your wife calls you. She's in Ezrat Nashim.
Oh, out of the...
And now you walk out to talk to her and you forget you got a cup
of...
No. You're not out of the Echal.
Right.
And you walk out of the cup in your hand. You think, oi chot, but you remember, I've got another cup there, so it's okay. Right? Now the same thing happens. Let's say you're a Kohen and your other friend Kohen calls you to just come inside and help him here, pick up something that fell on the floor, and you walk in, you got this cup in your hand. You go into the Echal.
Where were they outside to begin with?
Because you were by the Mizbeach. Where you were Tzafra. In the Hazara. You were in the Hazara. But you walk into the Heichal.
Okay.
You were in the courtyard where you meant you were standing next to the Mizbeach on the southwestern corner, right next to the Heichal. And you're about to do your Hazara. And Manny calls, there's just Ira, come in here and help me. You turn around and you walk into the Heichal and you got your cup in your hand, right, of blood. So now there's a Machloket Yatanaim. Right. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Machshir Bechitzor. Rabbi Yossi says, you know what? The blood that you left outside the Heichal, you can still good. The Chachamim Posli. Chachamim say no. Once part of the blood went into the Heichal, all the blood from that animal is pasul. Right. Look at Rashi over here. The Chachamim Posli. The Tamayu Mefarish Begemara. We'll see the Gemara why. So remember, we've got two situations here. When you got blood that you take outside of the Azara, a portion of the blood, Chacham agree that the blood that stays inside is kosher. When you got some blood you take into the Heichal, Chacham say that the blood that's outside the Heichal is pasul. Okay? It's actually like a crazy situation. Wow. All right. So now, I'm a Rabbi Yossi Aglili. So maybe just wait a second. Ma im b'makom Shehamachshava poseret b'chutz. The Gemara is going to bring plenty of brightness now of these kavachomers. Okay, so let's focus. Rabbi Gili is like this. Rabbi Gili wants to do a kavachomer on chachamim. So I understand you, chachamim. Ma'im b'makom shehamachshava poseret b'chutz. If I'm busy doing shchita, and I have kavona to do the zrika of the dam outside, right? What happens to the dam? Pasu. With me, remember, not pigul, but it's pasu. Right? Lo asa et ha-meshuyar kayotzei, but still, right? She'amachshava poseret b'chutz. And now everybody agrees that if I took the blood outside, it didn't make the blood inside pasu. Even Chachamim agree with that, right? Makom she'ein ha-machshava poseret bifnim. Now, if I'm doing shchita, and I have kavona to do zrika on the dam inside the mizbeach apnimi haichal, would you tell me that's pasul? No. So ein odin shelona aset hamashuyar kenichnas. Shouldn't it then be a kal vachomer that the blood that comes into the mizbeach into the haichal should not make the blood outside pasul? You with me? The kal vachomer. Yeah. Let me go through it again on top. Chachamim say like this. Chachamim say that if I've got yama two cups of blood, I take this cup of blood and I go outside the Azara. This cup of blood stays inside is kosher. When I do have machshava, if I had machshava to do the zrika of this dam outside, would it be pasul?
Yes.
Even without taking it outside. So machshava makes it pasul. Taking it out doesn't make it pasul. Now, if I've got machshava to do zrika inside the heichal, does it make the dam pasul?
No.
So if machshava doesn't make it pasul, and when machshava does make it pasul, the blood that stays in doesn't become pasul. In a place where machshava doesn't make it pasul, then surely there the blood that stays outside shouldn't become pasul.
So you're saying that the blood that goes out shouldn't be pasul?
No, we haven't got there yet. We're going to get there. That's in a half an hour.
So at the moment,
Rabbi Yossi Aglili and Chachamim are arguing about the Heichal. If I take a cup of blood into the Heichal, Rabbi Yossi Aglili says that the blood that stayed outside, I had two cups, I took one cup, that shouldn't affect the blood outside. And Chachamim said it does affect the blood. The blood that stayed in the next to the Mizbeach, which was good blood, the fact that I took its brother into the Heichal, pasuls that blood. On the other hand, if I take this blood outside the Azara altogether, even Chachamim agree that the blood that stayed in the Heichal, in the Azara, is kosher blood. So Rabbi Yosef Gili said, I understand. When we look at the Machshava story, if I've got Machshava to take the blood out, the blood's already passed even before I take it out. Yet, when I take the blood out, it doesn't pass with the blood inside. So why, when I have machshava to do the zrika inside the heichal, no one tells me it's pasul? Then why the blood that goes into the heichal should pasul the blood outside the heichal? Okay? If it's not exactly, I'll go, let's go through it one more time. Now, because I promise you, if you don't understand it, the people who listen understand it either. Let's go through it one more time. Won't harm. He wants to learn a parallel between machshava and the psul on the other cup. So he says like this. Everybody agrees that if I've got two cups and I take one cup outside the azara, gone. I can never use this cup again. It's pasul. No, no machshava yet. I take it out. I take the blood outside the azara by mistake. Chacham agree that the blood that stayed inside the azara, there were two cups. The blood that stayed in is good. But when I have machshava, to even just to take it outside, the blood itself becomes pasul. Forget the second cup in the meantime. The fact that machshava puzzles me if my intention was to go out. But when I take blood out, it doesn't puzzle the blood that stayed. So now let's see a parallel. If I have machshava to do avoda inside the heichal, it doesn't puzzle me. Where if I have machshava to go out, it does puzzle me. So we see machshava in the heichal is less of a psul than machshava to go out. Machshava to go out is a real psul, the blood becomes puzzle. Yet the blood that stayed is good. So when I have machshava to do zrika in the heichal where there's no psul, why does the blood that stays out of the heichal become pasul? Because where's the pasul coming from? Okay? That's Rabbi Yagili's kasha to chachamim. All right. They said like this. Okay, we'll see in the Greco. Now, new aloha. Nichnas lechaper. Now, if you go into the heichal to do kapara, afa pi shelo chiper, even though you didn't do the kapara, pasul divrei rabbi de rabbi. This doesn't make a difference. If you were going in with blood into the heichal of a korba that needed kapara inside the heichal, and you didn't do the kapara, and you walk out, that blood is ois. Finitos. Rabbi Shimon omer, ad she yechaper. Rabbi Shimon says, only if you actually did kapara. Look at the Rashi here quickly. Ad sheyechaper, b'hecha. Right? In other words, if you didn't actually do kapara, nichnas lechaper, af mi shelo chiper, pasu Rabbi Lez Rabbi Shimon, ad sheyechaper. Rabbi Hur omer, im hichnis shogeg, kasha. If Steve says that maybe if you went in by mistake. So in other words, you went in here to do kapara with blood which was meant to be done in the chitzoni. Okay? To the kapara is to do the zrika. You had a blood which was meant to be for the... Now you went inside, you made a mistake. And you're going to do kapara, you're going to do the zrika on the heichal, on the mizbeach epnimi. Rabbi, doesn't make a difference. Whether you did the kapara, you didn't do the kapara, even if you remembered halfway through and you walked out, you can't use that blood again. Right? That's the machloket over here. Right? So Rabbi Des says it doesn't make a difference. Rabbi Shimon says only if you actually sprinkle the blood on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, then that blood becomes Pasul. And Rabbi Yehuda says if you went in B'shogeg, you can go out again and you can use the blood. Rabbi Des would say even B'shogeg, you couldn't use it, okay? That's what I'm saying. Kol Adamim, now the new Aloha. Kol Adamim, HaPsulim, any Dam Pasul, Shenatnu Agabe HaMizbeach, right? Lo Hirtza Hatzitz, Ela Latameh. The tzitz doesn't help you to get ritsui with any blood other than tamei blood. Why? Sha'atzitz meratzel atamei ve'en ratzel ayotzei. So now, enachinami, you don't, once you've done it, right? Look at the yotzei. Rashi says, look at the last lines of the Rashi there. You know the tzitz, right? That's the kohen gadol of the tzitz. Remember, he would like make a lot of the stuff kosher. If blood, if meat went up onto the mizbeach, you wouldn't take it down because of the tzitz. Right? Damin of a parak shayni, we learned this for Daf Kaf Gimel. Ha eren ose ele avon tamev. Abagav de psulin sha'alu lo yardu. See that? Even the pasul meat which went onto his back, you don't bring down. Aritsui miha lo miratsu. So the tzitz allows you to bring it up, but doesn't actually give you ritsu. So you got to bring the korban again. Okay? Let's get it. Okay. Now. Wow. Okay. Gemara. Tanya Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now we're going to have a couple of these kalvachomers. Okay? So now we got involved, we brought the first kalachomer to the Mishnah, where is a bright, similar bright to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Now just one word of introduction, because it's going to get quite complicated. We're going to now move between this, like kalachomer that Rabbi Yossi Aglili spoke about in the Mishnah, where we try to prove really a proper machloket. We're going to go to the absurd. And we're going to say from these Kal Vachomers, we can even maybe Matir Pasul stuff. Okay, you'll see now, we're going to start, once you go, remember we've seen this before, we've had other sugars like this, we start getting with these Kal Vachomers, if you know this, you end up, you're going to be the Matir Azona, okay, but you still what I'm saying, right? That's what's going to happen over here. So Tanya, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, he's got a Kal Vachomer. Uma b'makom she'machshava poseret b'chutz. This is what we just learned a second ago. Right? If you have machshava, lo pasal dam she'bachutz she'bifnim. It's exactly like our Mishnah, right? The blood inside doesn't become pasul. Makom she'ein machshava poseret b'fnim, ein odin shlo yifsol dam she'bifnim et she'bachutz. That's exactly the case. Straightforward. The same Kal Vachomer we learned in the Mishnah, right? So Amarlei, so in Chachamim, in the Mishnah, remember, in the Chachamim never replied in the Mishnah, remember? Rabbi Yosef gave his Kal Vachomer, Chachamim never said a word. Here is now the actual machlok between Chachamim and Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Yosef Lili. Chachamim answer him, Harei, how can you compare this? Harei hu omer asher yuva midama. What does the Pasuk say? It's that same Pasuk. The chol chatat asher yuva midama el ohel moed lechape bakodesh. It says over here, afilu miktzat dama, even a little bit of blood. In other words, you, Rabbi Yosef, you wanted this whole fancy Kal Vachomer. But for this Kal Vachomer, we got a pasuk. The pasuk says, asher yuva midama. If midama, any of its blood, came into the heichal, it all becomes pasuk, ba'esh tisaref. So how do you come on with this Kal Vachomer story? So now Rabbi Yosef, he says, wait a second, okay, now you got, you tell me that's a pasuk. It's like this, amar lehem, Kal Vachomer layotzei me'ata. You know what? If you're telling me that, if you want to tell me midama means any of its blood, then I'll tell you something. Now just look at the Rashi over here. Skip down three lines of the Gemara. It says, Amar lo Kal Vachomer layotzei me'ata. You see that at the beginning of the line there? He says, Mehashta de ok mitun hai kray lahachi. If you now want to tell me that that's what this pasuk's telling me, and it's a din in any of its blood, then I'll tell you, then you have to do the following Kal Vachomer. Uma b'makom she'ein machshava poseret bifnim, which is where? The Heichal, right? If you had machshava to do avodah inside the Heichal, it wouldn't pass all the dam. Nonetheless, posel dam she'bifnim et she'bachutz. You're going to tell me that nonetheless the blood inside will still pass all the blood outside. Then I'll say like this, makom she'machshava poseret bachutz. Machshava, if you do have machshava to take the blood outside, ein odin sheyifsol dam shebachutz shebifnim, then shouldn't the blood inside become also possible if you took blood outside? And look at the Mishnah, the very first line of the Mishnah. Chatat shekbel dam shebashtei kosot yatzai chavim lachutz hapnimi kasher. Even you chachamim agree with me kasher. According to you chachamim, if you tell me mid dama means any bloods, then we go to Tanya. Then why do you agree chachamim that when I take blood outside, the blood that stays inside remains kosher? Any blood, middama, I took a bit of blood outside, the blood inside should also become kosher. It should become a pasul. You with it? That's Rabbi Yossi Aglili's Lashon. Amrulo, so they say to him, to Rabbi Yossi Aglili, Arehu Omer, Asher Yuva. The same story, right? They take that same pasuk now, they look at the beginning of the pasuk. He says, no, Rabbi Yosef Aglili, if you look in the pasuk, you see the pasuk says, V'chol chatat asher yuva midama. What does yuva mean? Right? Asher yuva hanichnas posel, v'ein hayotze posel. We can't learn, there's no connection. The pasuk speaks about yuva, not yotze. You're talking about yotze, we're speaking about yuva. Depends where you're looking from. Because we're always looking from the inside, right? The Kodesh HaKodashim, let's say, you come in and you go out. We're talking about blood coming in becomes pasul. You're talking about blood going out has become pasul. Okay. So now the Gemara has a kasha. Now, even look at it. Rashi says here. See, there's a v'tehe machshava. Look at Rashi there. Five lines up from the bottom of Rashi. It says, v'tehe machshava hashas kabayile. This is the Gemara asking the question. This is not Chachamim, not Rabbi Yossi Aglili. This is the Gemara. Stam, a general question, right? This doesn't pitch in Rabbi Yosef Aglili's thing. Now, Rashi says a strange story over here, which I'll be honest with you. When I read the Rashi, I underlined it. Later on, I saw the Gemara itself is a problem. Rashi says, this is a question also to Rabbi Yosef Aglili and to Chachamim, but we'll see it isn't really a question to Rabbi Yosef Aglili. Right, what's his question? It's like this. Utehe machshava bifnim poselet Mikal v'chomer. He says, you know what? I've got news for you, Gemara, Rabbi Yossi Aglidi Chachamim. We said a second ago, there's a premise here, that when you have machshava to do the zrika inside the heichal, it wouldn't be pasul, right? When do we have machshava poselet? Only b'chutz. If I'm standing in the Azara and I have kavodah to do the zrika outside the Azara, then it would be pasul. But if I had kavodah to do it inside the heichal, it wouldn't be pasul. He says, no, maybe it should be pasul. I'll prove to you by kavachomer that it should be pasul even if you have kavodah inside the heichal. How? Umay b'makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz et shebifnim machshava poselet bachutz. That's the classic case, right? If you had kavodah, see, he goes on the other side now. If you've got blood that went out, it didn't pass through the blood that stayed in, but nonetheless, if you had kavona to do the blood avoda outside, it would pass through the blood, right? Makom shepasal dam shebifnim et dam shebachutz. The blood that goes out of the heichal is going to pass through it. Ein odin shetei machshava posel bifnim. Should we then say that if you have machshava inside, it will pass through? In other words, if the blood from inside the heichal goes out and it passes it, then surely your kavona to do it inside, it's also pasul it. Because blood that goes out, pasul, let's maybe prove that if you have kavona to do zrika inside the heichal, it should pasul the blood. Right? Why? Because umar b'makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz et shebifnim. When you took blood out, so that blood became pasul, but didn't pass all the blood that stayed inside. And nonetheless, if you had kavona to go out, it would pass all the blood, right? So when you took blood out, it didn't pass all blood in. But if you had kavona to do blood outside, it would pass all the blood. So then let's say that blood that from inside goes out, which passes the blood outside, then surely if you had kavona to do it inside, it should become pasul as well. That's the right. It's like this. Let's read it inside. He says, "Umar b'makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz et shebifnim." You can't agree, but then this machshava of chutz was pasul. Makom shepasal dam shebifnim et dam shebachutz. If you took blood into the echal, would pasul the blood outside? Ain't no din shle machshava posel b'nim. Shouldn't the kavonah to it also pasul? Okay, that's the thing. So Chachamim, there's a doche, says no. Harehu omer. Again, we've got a dechia. What's the dechia? The pasuk says. Remember, we had this Gemara a few daf ago, quite a many daf ago. Here on daf kaf chet, Rashi tells us that we learned that word bayom hashlishi, even though intuitively yom hashlishi is talking about, let's say, shlami, which you eat for 2 days, and the third day is the day outside of its time, and therefore you're over a notar, we had a special limud of why the part of the Torah used the word shlishi. Remember this? Look at Rashi over here quickly. Well, this is the longest we ever had. And it's Mamasha case of Altiftach Pela Satan. Okay, let's carry on. Because we're 48 minutes into the shiur. We haven't got to Amud Bet yet. We're like 20 minutes slower than we normally are. And then Amud Bet's a long Amud Bet. So for all of you that are listening on this, play at double speed. Okay, let's carry on. So he says like this. If you look at Rashi, what's the answer here? Why wouldn't this work? How do they doche this Gemara's question? Because it says, "Bayom hashlishi, makom sheyehem meshulash, bedam, bebasar, and beemorim." We need the three over here comes to tell us not the day three, but a threesome. And what's the threesome? The threesome is right. Look, Rashi explains it over here. The Rashi is in the previous Amud. There's a bit of a problem with the printing of the Rashi here. It's out of its place, not out of its time. The 3 year telling us out of its place. And right? Shlishi demok mina beperik bet. In perik bet, we learned this on daf kaf chet. Okay, so kaf chet, we're now on 82, and that was 28. So it's like 57 daf ago or something like that, right? So it's 2 months ago. So I remember it. Tanayu leinyan chutzlim komo. Learn this pasuk telling us that's chutzlim komo. Why is it chutzlim komo out of its place? That's why it says shlishi. The ein machshevet makom poselet. When do we say that machshava of makom, of a change in place, causes a psul? Elim kein meshulash. Only if it's a threesome. Right? Bedam, uva basar uva emorim. It has to be in a place where you would have been allowed to do those three avodas before the Beit HaMikdash, in the time of Heter Bamot. Kagon chutz la'azara, shebashat Heter HaBamot, okay? Metsuyan shloshtan bo, la'afukei machshevet haichal d'lav makom basar v'emrinu. And therefore, the whole concept of chutz tells us, what is the issue of chutz? Issue of chutz is, if you did something now, when there's an issur bamot, which would have been mutar during the time when it was heter bamot, to do blood, basar, and amorim. All three of the process of the korah could have been done there. Now the heichal, you could never do all three. You can't do basar and amorim in the heichal. In the heichal, you could only do blood. So therefore, the heichal is not in the, it's extraterritorial as far as the notion of chutz is concerned. So that's why Chacham tell us that you can't draw a parallel between blood chutz of machshava chutz and machshava plim. They aren't in the same domain. Okay? I think that's the best way to explain it. Now the Gemara says another question. Okay. So now the Gemara says again, velo tehe, let's ask again, machshava poselet b'chutz mikal v'chomer. Right? So maybe now we can limit this. I said we're going to start getting to like crazy notions here, right? Let's now say that machshava poselet b'chutz shouldn't be pasul. This concept we've had up until now, if you have the kavona to do zrika outside, maybe it shouldn't be pasul. Maybe we should matir it. Right? And why? From a kavachomer. Umay makom shepasal dam shebifnim et shebachutz. The heichal, where if you brought blood inside it, it pasuls the other blood that remained outside. However, ein machshava possible. If you had kavona to do the zrika inside the heichal, right? It pasuls, right? Ein machshava, it doesn't make it cause a blood pasul. It was with kavona. Therefore, makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz shebifnim. And everyone agrees if you took blood outside, it doesn't pasul the blood that retains. It remains inside. And maybe the blood shouldn't pass through the machshava either. We just uprooted the concept of psul yotze. You with me? Mm-hmm. Again? Shall I do it again, Steve? One more time?
Yeah.
He says, maybe we can prove from all these kavachomers, we agree, we know that there's a psul yotze. Right? That's psul yotze. No, sorry, not psul yotze. I psul yotze. Psul machshava. We know that there's psul yotze. Blood that goes out is pasul. But the blood that stayed behind didn't become pasul. Now with the heichal, when you take blood into the heichal, the blood that stayed behind in the azara did become pasul. So we see that the heichal is stronger in terms of pasling blood that remained than outside is pasling blood that remained, because outside the blood that's inside didn't become made. Now, when it comes to machshava, if I've got machshava to do avodah inside the heichal, is the blood pasul? No. But yet the heichal pasul blood that went inside its brother that stayed outside. But the machshava doesn't pasul it. So if the yotzei, blood outside, doesn't pasul blood inside, then maybe the machshava to do blood outside also shouldn't pasul the blood. That's the kavachom. Okay? So he says, no, you can't answer this. Why? Because tamut omar shlishi. So we have the same idea again. It's a different paradigm. Chutz lizmano. So the pasuk says like this: Tamud lomar shlishi, right? We got that pasuk which says v'imei achol yachel mevaseh shlishi, like we saw earlier, right? And what's the shlishi? The shlishi is the threesome, right? Remember that chutz is heter bamud, like we learned, and this whole story says etc. So it says shlishi zeh chutz lezmano and pigul zeh chutz limkomo. Now we learned this thing before, so other way around we thought etc. So can't do it all together. Okay, new asugya now altogether. Basar hayotze lechutz pasul. If you take meat, right, outside, it becomes pasul. Hanichnas lifnim, right, but if you take your meat into the heichal, it's still kosher. So Gemara says, well, wait a second, she din she pasul. But shouldn't the blood get into the heichal become pasul? Why? Uma b'makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz shebifnim basar hayotze lechutz pasul. Blood that went out, the blood that stayed in became pasu. Makom shepasal dam shidirish vachutz. Sorry, blood that went out didn't pasul the blood that stayed in. And blood that went into the Heichal, right, pasul the blood outside. So therefore, say again, basar hanichnas bifnim, eino din sheyifsol. Shouldn't the meat then become pasul? We see that going into the Heichal causes psul on blood. And meat, is we're saying, is kosher. But blood that goes outside doesn't cause a psul inside, but meat that goes outside becomes pasul. So why does it meat that goes into the Heichal also become pasul? We see that the Heichal has a stronger force here to pasul stuff. So why doesn't it pasul the meat from a kavuchum? Someone says, no, why not? Harei hu omer, midama, dama velo basar. This din of the Heichal pasuling stuff only applies to the realm of blood, doesn't apply to the realm of meat. Okay. The Gemara says, wait a second, kavuchomer, we've got a kavuchomer here. Now look for a second at the Shittim HaKubetzet. You see that bet, the Shittim HaKubetzet? The bet. Right? You with me, Manny? Okay, all right, this is a good one for you, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Right. Kavachomer lebasar. So he says like this. Kavachomer lebasar hayotze me'ata. So remember we saw before that the Gemara said, if you want to tell me that, then on your thinking now, me'ata, now I'll get a real kavachomer given to you, right? So you tell me that it only applies to blood, doesn't apply to meat. So he says, kavachomer lebasar hayotze. Now let's look at the kavachomer on blood that goes out from now. Uma b'makom shepasal dam shebifnimet shebachutz. That is the Heichal. Basar hanichnas lifnim kasher, but nonetheless, blood that goes in his kosher, you tell me only applies to blood and not to meat. Makom shelo pasal dam shebachutz et shebifnim. In a place where the blood that is outside doesn't pasul the blood that's inside. Basar hayotze lachutz eino shekasher. Maybe we can say that the blood that goes out should stay kosher. The meat that stays out should stay kosher. So it's only blood that gets trafe if you take it outside. But meat will stay kosher. And we suddenly uprooted the whole concept here of yotze, psul yotze of meat. Is that clear? Let me go through it again. Is that clear? Right? So he says, no, it doesn't work. Why? Because Arei hu omer. What's the pasuk say? Ubasar basade trefalo tochelu. Basar basade. What does it mean, basar basade? Right? Look at Rashi here. The pasuk says, ubasar basade, velo michitzot mashma. Sadeh is open place. When does basar become treif? When it's in an open place. So meat that leaves the courtyard of the Beit HaMikdash is if it's in the sadeh and it's a din in basar. So you can't learn your kavachomer because you're going to pass it to differently. It says, kevan sheyatza basar chutz lemechitzato ne'esar. Okay? Clear? Right. Okay, we're moving now a little quicker. Tana Rabbanan. Now we've got a brighter on the same concept here. Got a brighton that says like this. Look at the pasuk here for a second. It says, "Hein lo huva et dama el hakodesh," right? Penima. So it says it's not brought into hein lo huva. They didn't bring. This is the same story there with Moshe Rabbeinu speaking to Aaron. So it says, "The hein lo huva et dama." They didn't bring the blood el hakodesh penima to the kodesh inside. Therefore, achol tochlu ota. You can eat it. Bakodesh kasher tzivaiti. The Gemara says like this. It says Pnima. So it says Ainli Tarabadan Pnima. Ainli ela Pnima. I only know Pnima. What does Pnima mean? We understand that Pnima means Lifnai Velifnim, right? Which means right inside. What's right inside? The Kodesh HaKodashim. So from here I learn only that if you bring the meat into the Pnima, right, the blood into the Heichal, so into the Kodesh HaKodashim, it becomes Pasul. Heichal minayin. Where do I know that even if you bring into the Heichal minayin, Talmud lomar el hakodesh pnima. That's why it says el hakodesh pnima. Kodesh pnima means the Heichal and the Kodesh HaKodashim. Now look at Rashi here quickly. So Gemara says, wait a second. Vayomer kodesh. Vayomar, sorry, vayomar, right? What's the pasuk say? The Yomar, right? The Yomar Kodesh, the Al Yomar Pnima. Why do we need Kodesh and Pnima? Right? It was created a kosher cane here. If you tell me that Pnima means the Ainir Pnima, so the Heichal Minayin, we got Kodesh. So it says, just say Kodesh, don't say Pnima. And if Kodesh means Heichal, then obviously if it's Pasul when it goes into the Heichal, is definitely possible if it goes into the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Clear? Why do we need Heichal and Kodesh HaKodeshim? If Kodesh tells me Heichal and Pnima tells me the Kodesh HaKodeshim, let's just say Kodesh, and we know that if it's Heichal, it's possible, but if it goes to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, it's possible. So Amar Rava, Baze Vedi Med Al Ze. Rava says, no, we need the one to teach us the other. Look at this Rashi, Rava over here. Baze Vedi Med Al Ze, the Rashi there, it's towards the top, about 15 lines where it gets narrow. So he says, Baze Vedi Med Al Ze. If it had just written Kodesh no Pnima, Kodesh ze lifnai velifnim. I would have said, what is Kodesh? Kodesh means the Kodesh of Kodashim. And I wouldn't have had a limud for Heichal. Right? And he gives an example. He says, Midi dahava atoshav v'sachir. The same thing, we've got a concept there of toshav and sachir. These are the employees of the Kohen, right? Who can eat stuff. Says the Tanya, Toshav ze kanui kinyan olam. What's a Toshav? A Toshav is a slave of the Kohen who's a kanui kinyan olam. Now Rashi tells us here, what does kinyan olam mean? Can you understand? Nirza, right? Shema Yushav eitz to ala yovel. He had his ear popped and he stays there until the yovel. Because there's no such thing with a Jew as a kinyan olam. You never own a Jew forever, right? Sachir ze kanui kinyan shanim. And a Sakhir is a guy who's just an Eved Ivri who's going to go free on the seventh year. And again, the Gemara there says, Yomar Toshav al Yomar Sakhir. Why do I need Toshav and Sakhir? Vani Omer, so he said, just say Toshav. Don't say Sakhir. What would I say? Because we explained a second ago, right? That a Toshav is a guy who's there till the Yovel. Vani Omer, Kanui Kinyan Olam El Ochel. If a guy who's going to stay with the Kohen till the Yovel, he can't eat Kochim. Kanui kinyan shanim lo koshke. And obviously a guy's only there for a few years can't eat, right? Makes sense. Perfectly koshke. Ilu, so the girl says, now ilu ken, if I'd written it that way, what would I say to your mayor? Toshav ze kanui kinyan shanim. Aval kinya kanui kinyan ola miochel. No. Who can't eat? Only a guy who's only been an Eved for a couple of years. But a guy who's an Eved for till the Yovel, he certainly can eat. Right? So therefore the Torah tells us, therefore, ba sachir v'limer al toshav shezek kanui kinyan olam v'zek kanui kinyan shanim v'ainu ochel. So in other words, what Rav is telling us is sometimes the Torah actually needs to add words in, because if we never added the words in, we would have drawn the wrong conclusions, and therefore it spends a bit more time on words to teach us what each word really means. So to avia, kodesh pnima means the heichal and the kodesh hakodeshim, and if we never had pnima, we would have learned kodesh meaning kodesh hakodeshim, we wouldn't learn the din of heichal. Okay? That's the how we're doing in terms of time. And we missed the verse at the end of the day because we're going to the late. Right? Okay, well, we're out of time. Let's just quickly run. We're going through this quickly. So Abaya says, wait a second. Bishloma Hatam, I accept your vota via Rava with regards to the din there of Kinyan Olam and Kinyan Shanim. Why? Trey Gufen, there's two different people. You've got one Eved who's this type of Eved, and one Eved, different types of people. So if you've got both of them sitting in front of you, we have to have a look with regards to both of them. And even though the Torah could have just said, Nirtza lo yochal, not call it Sachir or call it Kinyan Olam, say Toshav and Sachir, say Nirtza. They would have known who it was, right? Nirtza would obviously have been the one who's there till Yovel. The Torah, nonetheless, sometimes people could learn a kavachomer, does go to the trouble of actually writing it. Elahacha, but here, Rava, I don't understand you, says Abaya. Kevan de ifsal beheichal, lifnai v'lifnim ma'abayi. If it would have already been pasul in the heichal, then what question do we have about the lifnai u'bifnim? So there, the Torah never had to use any extra words and explain stuff, and nonetheless, it would be in Pashut that the Heichal would have said, Heichal, it would be obvious that. So, the Gemara says, okay, the Gemara backs down and said, you're right. So, why does the Torah say Kodesh Pnima? He says, Lo nitzucha el le derech meshupash. This is a step, we've learned this as well, I think, we're in Zalucha. Come to teach us, in case you would bring the meat or the blood into the Kodesh HaKodashim in a strange way, not in the through the Heichal. If you come through the roof or through the back or through a window, we might have said, it never came through the Heichal. Maybe now it's not Pasul. Okay? That's what it's for. So Amarei Rava. So Rava said, wait, but how can you say that? For ha hava'a ketiv bay. The pasuk says straight out, hein lo huva. And what does huva mean? Huva means you bring it. Doesn't mean you climb in through the roof. Huva means the regular way of coming, right? Huva is a normal way of coming. Look, Rashi says there. V'ha'uva ketiv bay, u'mashma delo mifsal ele derech hava'a, which is in the normal way of bringing. And you brought it through and became pasul. El amar Rava. So now Rava re-explains and says, no, you know what? This is the real reason why it says. Why did it say HaKodesh Pnima? It says, ko midi dechashiv alei lefnai v'lifnim. Right? He says like this. This is a little bit tricky over here. He says, why do we need? He says, ko midi dechashiv alei lifnai u'lifnim. Any blood that you need to bring to the Kodesh HaKodeshim. Lo mifsil beheichal. If you took it into the heichal, even if you left the heichal, you actually get to the Kodesh HaKodeshim, doesn't become pasul. That's the din of Kodesh Pnima. Right? Okay? You know what? Let's stop over here.